Inerpe hace an a flexible body may not be the most valuable benefits that yoga and meditation have to offer, suggests new research by Auclalet team of neuroscientists. Dete han found that a 3-month course of yoga and meditation practice el pet minimize the cognitive and emotional problems that often precede Alzheimer's disease and other forms of dementia and that it was even more effective than the memory enhancement exercises that have been considered the gold standard for managing mild cognitive impairment. Memory training was comparable to yoga with meditation in terms of improving memory, but yoga provided a broader benefit than memory training because it also helped with mood, anxiety and coping skills, said Ellen Labretsky, the study's senior author and a professor in residence in UCLA's Department of Psychiatry. Although yoga has been around for centuries, reaping its rewards doesn't take long at all. Just a few minutes of practice at the end of a long day can help stretch and relax the muscles. Practiced regularly, yoga can be a powerful way to relieve anxiety and cope with everyday stress. Over time, it also can transform your body, building stronger muscles while it improves flexibility and joint mobility. Too many people think of yoga as a fitness exercise. It actually is a comprehensive life philosophy that originated more than 5,000 years ago in India. The word yoga means to unite and refers to the fusion of body, mind and spirit through meditation, breathing and physical postures. The postures, also called asanas, belong to a branch of yoga called Hatha Yoga. They were developed to strengthen the body, improve health and prepare for meditation. In a modern yoga practice the postures may serve any or all of these purposes. Many different styles exist within the Hatha branch of yoga, ranging from gently, meditative forms like Kripalu yoga to the fast-paced Ashtanga style. Just about every one can benefit from the physical exercise of a yoga practice. Yoga is non-competitive and easily adapted to different ability levels. If you haven't exercised for a while, yoga can be appealing because it emphasizes the quality rather than the quantity of movement. Many fitness experts, including the American College of Sports Medicine, recommend a balanced exercise program that includes aerobic activities such as running, biking or walking that build endurance, along with strength and flexibility training activities. Pairing a yoga routine with an activity that gets your heart pumping, such as running, walking or biking, will improve your overall level of fitness. Many competitive athletes incorporate yoga into their workout programs to take advantage of the flexibility training, which among other benefits, helps reduce risk of injury. And the more you practice, the more strength and flexibility you can build. Practicing a more vigorous style of yoga, such as Ashtanga yoga, which gets your heart pumping and includes challenging, stamina building postures, also will quickly increase your level of fitness. Practicing yoga can improve both your physical and mental health. Yoga creates a healthy climate in your mind and in your body, says Tess Lorraine, a Boulder, Colorado, certified yoga instructor. In addition to calming the nervous system, the systematic stretching of yoga postures releases muscular tension. Lorraine says yoga also helps increase circulation, enhances digestion and helps eliminate toxins more efficiently. These physical benefits make yoga a useful tool for treating a variety of health conditions. Frequently recommended yoga to patients for a wide range of problems, says Robert Rountree. MD find it especially helpful for people with chronic anxiety and insomnia. Rountree says he also has observed that, in some patients, yoga seems to alleviate symptoms of asthma, high blood pressure and fibromyalgia, a painful rheumatic condition that affects the joints, muscles, tendons and other soft tissues. Darcy Frankel, a yoga instructor in Kauai, Hawaii, has worked with clients dealing with fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue syndrome. Exercise se and yoga help those individuals get more energy some times immediately if they start slowly and build up. Yoga can be an effective treatment for anxiety and pain, and it also can help people and alleviate everyday stress. You might find that practicing a more meditative form of yoga has emotional and spiritual benefits, but even the physical act of performing yoga postures can reduce your stress level. Approximately 20 years later, Herbert Benson, MD, further elucidated the physiological underpinnings of the trophotrophic center. First he described what he called the four states, awake, sleep, dream, and the fourth state. The difference between the first three states and the fourth state is that the first three happen spontaneously, while specific actions are required to enter into the fourth state or what Benson initially called eliciting the relaxation response. 1. Comfort, sit easily in a chair or on the floor. 2. Quiet, be alone in a spot where you will not be disturbed, no texts, emails, cell phones will elicit in the relaxation response. 3. Tool, focus on a word, thought, breathing, sound, or short prayer. 4. Attitude, when other thoughts enter your mind, refocus on your tool to the exclusion of everything else for 10 to 20 minutes twice a day. Meditation is not blanking out your mind, for that is virtually impossible. Rather, it is a wakeful, hypometabolic state that is produced by following these four steps, especially the last one. Recently, Benson modified his original approach to two steps required to elicit the RR, repetition of a word, sound or movement and the passive disregard of every day to when they come to me during the practice of the chosen technique. Through four decades of research, Benson and colleagues have shown that the RR impacts genomic, structural, physical, psychological, and functional outcomes. Other meditation techniques that have been studied prominently include the Transcendental Meditation Technique, TM, as taught by Maharishi Mahesh Yogi, which uses a secret, silent, prescribed sound or mantra as its tool, and Mindfulness Meditation or Mindfulness-Based Stress Reduction, MBSR, a Buddhist approach with the focus on the breath as its tool. You won't need high-tech equipment to practice yoga. The only must have for a serious practice is a yoga mat, made of rubber with a sticky surface that improves foothold. If you take a yoga class, mats might be provided. Some styles of yoga utilize props, such as bricks and bands. If you decide to purchase these items, look for a kit that includes the mat and props, which is generally cheaper than buying them separately. Mats cost about $20, a kit costs about $30. Workout clothes for yoga can be anything comfortable that allows freedom of movement. Plan to practice in barefoot to get the full benefit of the tacky mat. Most experts recommend that beginners find a class to attend. If you're not aware of bad postural habits, a video or book will only reinforce them, says Lisa Anderson, a certified yoga instructor. A teacher will tune into these habits and help change them. Some yoga instructors offer private sessions, but you'll probably find it more economical to start with a yoga class. In some areas of the country you'll have many choices of yoga classes to attend. If you have options, be sure to seek out a class that fits your specific needs. Consider the type of yoga being taught. If a morning class fits into your schedule but it's a rigorous style, you might be unlikely to continue if you're looking at yoga as a chance to relax and meditate. Although meditation is believed to be over 5,000 years old, scientific research on it is in its infancy. Mitigating the extensive negative biochemical effects of stress is a superficial discussed target of Alzheimer's disease, AD, prevention. Yet may be critically important. This research reviews life style and stress as possible factors contributing to AD and meditation's effects on cognition and well-being for reduction of neurodegeneration and prevention of AD. This review highlights Kirtan Kriya, Kaka, and Easy, cost-effective meditation technique requiring only 12 minutes a day, which has been successfully employed to improve memory in studies of people with subjective cognitive decline, mild cognitive impairment, and highly stressed caregivers, all of whom are at increased risk for subsequent development of AD. Kaka has also been shown to improve sleep, decrease depression, reduce anxiety, Down regulate inflammatory genes, upregulate immune system genes, improve insulin and glucose regulatory genes, and increase telomerase by 43%, the largest ever recorded. Caca also improves each spiritual well-being or spiritual fitness, important for maintenance or cognitive function and prevention of ADHD. Caca is acetole arnam practice by aging individuals. It is the premise of this review that meditation in general, and caca specifically, along with other modalities such as dietary modification, physical exercise, mental stimulation, and socialization, may be beneficial as part of an ADHD prevention program. For the sake of convenience, you may choose to start practicing yoga at home with a book, video or DVD. Many books explain basic yoga postures. If you're interested in the history or the spiritual side of yoga, a book also can provide helpful background information. You should be able to find books on any style or aspect of yoga that interests you. If you're looking for a yoga video or DVD, try to find one for beginners that gives detailed information about how to practice the postures. Y de allí, you'll be able to view a tape before purchasing it, check your local library and video rental stores first. Here is some of the more popular styles of yoga. Ashtanga. These fast-paced yoga classes can be quite a cardiovascular workout. Power yoga is based on Ashtanga. Participants often jump from one posture to the next to build strength, flexibility and stamina. Bikram. Thermostats are turned up to about 100 degrees, and participants perform 26 postures in a prescribed order to warm and stretch muscles, ligaments and tendons. This physically demanding style requires constant movement and produces profuse perspiration, which cleanses the body and helps release toxins. Iyengar. The focus of this yoga is the precise alignment of a posture. Participants use props such as belts, blocks and chairs to help them achieve more accurate postural alignments. The slow pace and attention to detail in this yoga practice make it an excellent choice for beginners. It's also recommended for those recovering from injuries or suffering from chronic pain. Yoga is more than just a fitness routine. It's a meditative and spiritual practice, and it is a lifestyle. If you want to have a better understanding of yoga and the breadth of its practice, the best way to do this is to sign up for a Yoga for Beginners class. Yogi Suote a Yoga for Beginners will tell you what you need to know about this age-old Indian practice, including how you can practice and make use of yoga in daily life. As you probably know, or have read, yoga is as physical as it is mental and spiritual. The benefits you will get from practicing even just yoga for beginners cover all areas of our being, the mind, body, and soul. Practice yoga in daily life will help you find and achieve harmony in these three aspects of being by showing you how these elements are all interconnected and are what completes an individual's sense of being. You may already know of the physical benefits of yoga, such as improved posture, increased lung capacity, flexibility, and increased strength in the joints and muscles. But while you do various asanas to enjoy these benefits, you are also simultaneously learning to focus on your breathing and find your inner core. One of the philosophies of yoga is that strength, focus, and spirituality are dependent on the energy that flows within your body and through your core. Once you are able to learn and master these things about your body and your being, you will learn to achieve harmony in your mind, body, and soul. Yoga in daily life, the Swamiji system. Swamiji, also known as Swami Maheswarananda or Mangilal Gargis, is the name of the Indian yogi who founded yoga in daily life. It is a holistic system that seeks to make individuals become better aware of, and connected to, themselves and their surroundings. This comprehensive system was developed with the help of psychologists, doctors, and therapists, so it doesn't just tackle the physical aspects of yoga, it is a deeply holistic system that affects the body, mind, consciousness, and soul. The yoga in daily life system is considered by many as complete in terms of yoga tradition, practice, and philosophies. It covers all the main yoga paths, Karma Yoga or the Selfless Way of Acting, Bhakti Yoga or the Path of Devotion, Raja Yoga or the Path of Meditation and Discipline, Hatha Yoga which involves doing techniques for purification, and Jnana Yoga or the Path of Knowledge and Realization. Todate, this holistic system is still being taught in schools and even being used in hospitals to aid in physical rehabilitation. There will always be days when something will come up at home or at work that will disrupt your routine and demand more of your time. When this happens, you might not be able to do yoga in the hours or for a duration that you may have gotten used to. But just because you can do a full-length yoga session doesn't mean you can't still have yoga in daily life. Setting aside even just 10 or 15 minutes of your time, before you have breakfast and leave for work, will be enough to do yoga poses. Doing so will give you better concentration and focus for the day ahead and make it easier for you to manage whatever stresses you may have to deal with throughout the day. Yoga is not a demanding discipline, there are no equipment needed, and no strict hours or duration for practicing it. If you want to do yoga and have it as a part of your daily life, there are some poses you can do. The Warrior Pose. This pose is one of the classic favorites taught at any yoga for beginners class, and practiced in just about any type of yoga class. There are three variations of this pose, and is more known for the physical benefits it offers to the chest, shoulders, neck, arms, back, legs, and ankles. When doing the warrior pose, those who have just started doing yoga for beginners should be careful not to strain their calves and trying to keep their heels grounded. If it causes too much strain, you might lift your heels a little and raise it onto a folded towel. Downward facing dog. This is one of the poses you always hear about, it's very popular because of the relative ease with which it can be done, and the benefits it has. Adding the downward facing dog to your list of morning poses will give you that much needed stretching your back, legs, and arms to start your day. It's very important in yoga to take your time and not rush through any poses, and the downward facing dog is no exception. As you hold the pose in the bent over position, focus on your breathing and learn to relax your body. Thunderbolt or Vajrasana. The Thunderbolt pose can be done easily and is really helpful in letting you meditate and get an inner sense of calm. Todo the Thunderbolt or Vajrasana pose, simply sit on the mat with your legs underneath you so that your buttocks are resting on the heels of your feet. Keep your back straight, keep your neck and shoulders relaxed, and let your palms fall to your lap as you breathe in and out. Try to shut everything out and just focus on your breathing. These are just three among the many poses you can do during those mornings when you are in a rush and don't have the time to go through longer, complete sessions. Yoga is not just a physical practice, so finding even just a couple of minutes to do yoga in daily life will also contribute to your overall mental and spiritual health. Whether you're an experienced yogi or are just starting with your practice, there is a good chance you've noticed some of the health and wellness benefits of yoga. Perhaps you're sleeping better or feeling stronger or are just more relaxed than at ease in your daily life. Whatever the case may be, you know that something good is happening to your body even though you might not be linking it to your practice quite yet. To help you better understand the benefits of yoga, we have looked at the many ways your practice can help the mind, body, and spirit. In recent years, scientific research has proven what ancient yogis knew centuries ago, that the mental benefits of yoga are infinite. On a very basic level, people have known for years that yoga helps quiet the mind. By helping you focus on your breath and movements, it lowers the volume of the endless chatter in your brain during your practice and also helps increase focus and attention throughout the remainder of your day. While these things are incredibly beneficial, scientists have recently proven that the mental benefits of yoga go beyond what was originally believed. According to a study reviewed by Harvard Medical School, practicing yoga helps reduce the symptoms associated with major mental health challenges such as depression, anxiety and post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD. The scientists discovered that a consistent practice of yoga helps reduce the quantity of cortisol, a hormone linked to stress and depression in the body. Other researchers discovered was in fact astounding, that doing yoga could help people relieve stress and handle stressful situations in a much more positive way. What they found out is something that yogis have known for a long time, that yoga movements and asanas help the body develop strength, flexibility, and balance, as well as improve respiration, energy, circulation and cardiovascular health. Based on this research, doctors, kinesiologists and physical therapists around the world recommend yoga as a way to ease into physical activity after an injury, and as a way to sustain physical stamina for people of all ages. In addition to these benefits of yoga, researchers have also discovered that yoga postures can have some unsuspected benefits on our metabolism allowing one to improve body definition, and help with weight loss. And if that weren't enough, symptoms of asthma, insomnia, chronic pain, and muscular tension are greatly improved with a regular practice allowing for enhanced daily function as well as better sleep at night. While some efforts have gone into quantifying this impact, we must rely on anecdotal evidence provided by yogis to claim these benefits. According to this anecdotal evidence, yoga spiritual benefits are tied to the way it makes people feel happier life in the moment while also allowing them to feel more connected to others. In this respect, communal practice is said to have the biggest spiritual benefits for yogis. It allows people to exchange energy in a shared space, teaching them how to build our awareness of others and themselves, generally allowing them to feel part of a greater whole. Yoga benefits for your physical health. 1. Improves flexibility. It's no surprise that yoga is shown to improve flexibility. A research project conducted in 2014 in Slovenia looked at the impact of Hatha yoga on the bodies of young women. Improved flexibility is one of the first and most obvious benefits of yoga. During your first class, you probably won't be able to touch your toes, never mind a back bend. But if you stick with it, you'll notice a gradual loosening, and eventually, seemingly impossible poses will become possible. You'll also probably notice that aches and pains start to disappear. That's no coincidence. Tig tips can strain the knee joint due to improper alignment of the tig and shin bones. Tig hamstrings can lead to a flattening of the lumbar spine, which can cause back pain. An inflexibility in muscles and connective tissue, such as fascia and ligaments, can cause poor posture. The results demonstrated how the flexibility of the skeletal muscles was increased following regular yoga practice. 2. Improves balance. It's proven that yoga can also improve your balance, a review of all research surrounding balance and yoga. Strong muscles do more than look good. They also protect us from conditions like arthritis and back pain, and help prevent fights in elderly people. And when you build strength through yoga, you balance it with flexibility. If you just went to the gym and lifted weights, you might build strength at the expense of flexibility. 3. Increases strength. Strength, most notably core strength, can be built through practice yoga. Perfects your posture when it's balanced directly over an erect spine, it takes much less work for your neck and back muscles to support it. Move it several inches forward, however, and you start to strain those muscles. And fatigue might not be your only problem. Poor posture can cause back, neck, and other muscle and joint problems. As you slump, your body may compensate by flattening the normal inward curves in your neck and lower back. This can cause pain and degenerative arthritis of the spine. 4. Improves posture. Strike the right pose in yoga and you can improve your posture. Prevents cartilage and joint breakdown. At time you practice yoga, you take your joints through their full range of motion. This can help prevent degenerative arthritis or mitigate disability by sketching and soaking areas of cartilage that normally aren't to set. Joint cartilage is like a sponge, It receives fresh nutrients only when its fluid is squeezed out and a new supply can be soaked up. Without proper sustenance, neglected areas of cartilage can eventually wear out, exposing the underlying bone like worn out brake pads. Spinal discs the shock absorbs between the vertebrae that can herniate and compress nerves, crave movement. That's the only way they get their nutrients. If you've got a well-balanced asana practice with plenty of back bends, forward bends, and twists, you'll help get your disc supple. For people over 65 it is thought that regular yoga practice could result in less trips and falls. 5. Improves lung function. As well as the physical practice of yoga there are also the benefits of the breathing exercises. Research it looked at competitive swimmers and how they could enhance their respiratory endurance. The results included significant improvements following yogic breathing with test subjects shown to increase their number of strokes per breath. 6. Cultivates mindfulness. One of the cornerstones of yoga practice is mindfulness, the state of being completely conscious or aware of the moment you're living in. Tose Living with Depression Triaged Mindfulness Based Cognitive Therapy in a 2014 study. Results showed that the practice helped prevent the reoccurrence of a depressive episode. It's well documented that weight bearing exercise strengthens bones and helps ward off osteoporosis. Many postures in yoga require that you lift your own weight. And some, like downward and upward facing dog, help strengthen the arm bones, which are particularly vulnerable to osteoporotic fractures. Yoga's ability to lower levels of the stress hormone cortisol may help keep calcium in the bones. 7. Encourage spirituality. Spirituality is a being a strong belief or focus, and it sits at the core of yoga practice. Yoga gets your blood flowing. More specifically, the relaxation exercises you learn in yoga can help your circulation, especially in your hands and feet. Yoga also gets more oxygen to your cells, which function better as a result. Twisting poses are thought to bring out venous blood from internal organs and allow oxygenated blood to flow in once the twist is released. Inverted poses, such as headstand, handstand, and shoulder stand, encourage venous blood from the legs and pelvis to flow back to the heart, where it can be pumped to the lungs to be freshly oxygenated. This can help if you have swelling in your legs from heart or kidney problems. Yoga also boosts levels of hemoglobin and red blood cells, which carry oxygen to the tissues. And it thins the blood by making platelets less sticky and by cutting the level of blood promoting proteins in the blood. This can lead to a decrease in heart attacks and strokes since blood clots are often the cause of these killers. It doesn't necessarily have links to any religion. Yoga enthusiasts simply believe that it gives you a stronger sense of self and the focus and strength to handle difficult situations as they arise. 8. Helps with anxiety. Encouraging findings from a systematic review of yoga for anxiety findings demonstrated the impact it can have on the condition. Drains your lymphs and boosts immunity. When you contract and stretch muscles, move organs around, and come in and out of yoga postures, you increase the drainage of lymph, a viscous fluid rich in immune cells. This helps the lymphatic system fight infection, destroy cancerous cells, and dispose of the toxic waste products of cellular functioning. Brings you to the epistates of non-doing that help you sleep better, neutralize excess stress and restore profound peace, relaxation and rejuvenation to the body. 9. Treats depression. Yoga is not only good for your physical health but for your mental health too. A study at the University of Cincinnati found that yoga was effective for treating clinical depression. When you regularly get your heart rate into the aerobic range, you lower your risk of heart attack and can relieve depression. While not all yoga is aerobic, if you do it vigorously or take flow or ashtanga classes, it can boost your heart rate into the aerobic range. But even yoga exercises that don't get your heart rate up that high can improve cardiovascular conditioning. Estudie sabe found that yoga practice lowest resting heart rate, increases endurance, and can improve your maximum uptake of oxygen during exercise or reflections of improved aerobic conditioning. One study found that subjects who were taught only pranayama could do more exercise with less oxygen. 10. Decreases stress. If you're feeling the stress, then it seems that yoga can help. A 2005 study looked at 24 women who were experiencing mental distress. The women took part in 3 months of Iyengar yoga and UG improvements were seen in their stress levels following the practice. If you've got high blood pressure, you might benefit from yoga. 2 studies of people with hypertension, published in the British Medical Journal The Lancet, compared the effects of Savasana, corpse pose, with simply lying on a couch. After 3 months, Savasana was associated with a 26-point drop in systolic blood pressure, the top number, and a 15-point drop in diastolic blood pressure, the bottom number, and the higher the initial blood pressure, the bigger the drop. A series of connected movements combined with careful paced breathing, yoga brings the body and the mind together as one. Yoga is an uplifting exercise for the spirit, but it is not necessarily connected with religion. Although yoga techniques have been adopted by many religions throughout the world, yoga itself is merely an exercise that can be used to manage stress, learn to relax and become more self-aware. Yoga asana can also be helpful. Ever you need to move their bodies, including Alzheimer's dementia patients and their caregivers. Research in medical and psychological science resoundingly attests to exercises body mind benefits. Uile just trying to get through these challenges, however, those living in the grips of memory disorders often do not get the opportunities to experience those benefits. For patients, losing motor skills and previously held athletic abilities can make exercising feel strange and awkward. Even if caregivers can carve out time for exercise, they sometimes feel guilty taking that time for themselves rather than for caring for their loved one.